Our speaker for this next hour is Ricky Jones.
You're driving along a street that's very familiar to you. You're on your way home. You've done this many times in the past. You're almost on autopilot. Your body knows the way, and so your actions are premeditated. So your mind is thinking of the events of the day. You're going over the things that were accomplished, the things that you did not accomplish that day. You may be thinking about supper, what you've got to do when you get home. But your mind is not really centered on your driving. It doesn't have to be because, again, it's almost like a habit. You're nearing an intersection, and there's a car that is coming from your right-hand side. But you think nothing about it. Again, your mind is busy thinking about other things, and your subconscious doesn't see anything there to be a problem. So you continue on. All of a sudden, you're close to the intersection, and now your subconscious is alerted. This car's not stopping. There's a problem. Your right foot automatically comes off the gas pedal and hits the brake. You begin sliding. Kaboom. Now your car is out of control. It finally comes to a stop. And you're not sure what's happened. You're sort of dazed. But it seems like time has come to a standstill. There's the noises that came with the wreck, your crumpled sheet metal, the glass is flying and hitting things, and all of that's replaying in your mind. It's almost in slow motion. You can hear every little crinkle in the metal as it's happening. But you're sitting there trying to get your thoughts about you, and it seems like a lot of time has passed, but really it hasn't. And then directly you hear something. And now you realize that the driver of the other car is standing at your side asking if you're all right. You kind of in a daze look and you get the window down and, yes, I think I'm okay. The driver walks off. You realize you need to get out, but you're trying to take stock of what has just happened. You realize at that moment that your life has been interrupted. It's no longer normal. Normal just went away on a vacation. This is abnormal. Your life is going to take a different direction at this point. Something has just upset it. So you get out of the car, you walk around, you look at the damage, you realize that this car is not going to be repaired if it gets repaired for a long time. That means alternate form of transportation. All these things are going through your mind and your life just got complicated. You look over and see the other driver talking to a police officer and you wonder, well, when did he get here? Because your mind is still kind of in a fog. You see, he's got a clipboard. He's probably diagramming the accident. And he walks towards you. Ask a few questions. You answer to your best of your ability. And then there's a nagging question in your mind. And you ask the officer. Said, "Officer, I drive this road day in and day out many, many times. I don't understand what happened." And then the police officer is fine. He said, "If you'll look this way, the road that you just came down, if you'll look up there to the left, there is a triangular yellow sign. And it says yield. It's apparent you didn't yield." As Dave Ingvall, and I don't know if y'all know who Dave Ingvall is, but in his infamous words, "Here's your sign." We We have a tendency, I think, as we live our lives, just to do things out of habit. A lot of things we don't give much thought to. We just do them because it's convenient. It may have been something we adopted from our friends and family members, but we feel comfortable in doing these things. And so we don't give it a lot of thought. We may even rationalize when somebody points out, well, maybe that's not the right thing to do, but everyone else is doing it. For instance, maybe you're driving an interstate and it's posted at 65 miles an hour, but yet you're doing 80. And everyone around you is doing 80, and you have rationalized to yourself, that's okay because if I slow down, I might cause a wreck. But is that right? It's a posted speed limit, and you're breaking the law. And that's my point. Sometimes we just rationalize things to make sense to ourselves. Sin is like this. It feels good. It's comfortable. No alarms are going off. Why stop? That is until the consequences catches up with us. We are all on a journey, whether we plan for it or not. As with any journey, there are plans that need to be made. We need to follow directions. We need to look for the signs. We don't want to put ourselves in peril, so we need to plan for it. But would you say that maybe you're taking a trip and you just decide, well, I'm just going to go by my feelings? Do you think that that would be a good thing to do? Or maybe you ask some other people and get their opinion. But really and truly, if we want to get to our destination, we need to put an effort into it. But as you know, I'm talking about our final destination. B.B. King once said, everyone wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die to get there. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Matthew 19:10, He has prepared the way to heaven. And we can know the way. John 14:3 and verse 4. In the New Testament, we can read of His sinless life and read His words and the words of the inspired writers that point the way to heaven. May we not get sidetracked in this life and treat our journey as a careless or careful or a careless or casual manner, but let us be diligent and watchful of the signs posted for us by the Lord, our Lord and Savior. Our journey to eternity is permanent, and our course can only be changed while we're in this life. After death, it's too late. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. We must follow Him, not a council of men, not a pope or an angel. Jesus warned the false prophets in Matthew 7:15, trust the only one who came from heaven, lived a life on this earth, and returned to heaven. If anyone knows how to get to heaven, it would be our Lord and Savior. So we need to prepare, but we need to look to Jesus for the way. If you have not obeyed our Lord's commandments to believe and be baptized in Mark 16:15-16, then why not do that tonight? If you have obeyed, but you have allowed this world to creep back into your life, and you need the forgiveness and prayer from public sin, then come and let us pray for you